And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this 15th day of May. Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the first.
That's right, as opposed to the second or the third.
That's right. And of course, across the way, Ken Cummins, the legend.
In my own mind, as you would point out.
And then we have a special guest in the studio.
Is that who that is?
Oh, yeah.
I want to share with you, this is Pastor Jim Gifford, who's pastor of Crofton Baptist Church. And good morning, Brother Jim.
Good morning to you. Good morning to those who are able to listen to us right now.
Yeah, it's kind of late in the morning here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I asked Jim how long he'd been up. I this ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
I'll not go down that rabbit hole for a moment, but just put it this way. Many decades ago, I put him on the air, waking him up, and I got severely reprimanded because the skit that I did on what's now Christian Family Radio, I was a manager of it. I left here in 85 and actually helped start that station. But anyway, I decided I'm going to be creative, do this little gig, gig here. So I thought, well, wonder what pastor.
I thought you weren't going down this rabbit hole.
I decided to. So.
And so anyway, I called Jim up and called Wake the Pastor. It didn't. It was funny, but it didn't go so well. All everybody was taken up for Jim, but we're still friends. We met a long time ago.
43 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You were pastor of a church called Green Ridge Baptist Church in Russellville.
Yes.
And I was at up a road there, the Spa Green Ridge
Spa
Road.
Spa Road, yeah.
At a little place called, well, actually, it wasn't so little back then, but it's called Elk Lick Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Anyway, that's been a while, Jim.
It has been.
Well, your purpose today, not only are you pastor of Crofton Baptist, we'll get back to 2025 here, but you're representing the Christian County Baptist Association.
I am. We're talking about the work that we're doing locally here for disaster relief.
All right. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your opportunity to serve. Now, if you're from Tennessee, you can serve too, but the word volunteers ought to mean something to Tennesseans, shouldn't it?
It should.
Yeah.
It does. Absolutely.
Well, we Wildcats are kind of wild about volunteering ourselves.
But anyway, not all of us are Wildcats.
That's
okay?
Okay. Should I even allow him
on the
air?
Some of us are Hilltoppers.
Okay? Say what?
Hilltoppers.
Okay? What's that?
Yeah, I know. That's how it works.
I used to go up that hilltop every day
home
for many, many years. Okay. Well, Brian, we're going to talk about disaster relief, and we're going to make our way to Cuba, and that's not near Mayfield for our 90.5 listeners and that are listening in Cuba this morning. We're actually going to be talking about Cuba at some point in this conversation.
Yes.
So we got a lot to talk about, and with Brother Jim Gifford, and I don't know why he's so short. What happened, Jim?
A lot of milk, brother. A lot of milk.
A lot of milk. Hey, that's a good answer.
If you know Jim, you know all about that.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in Colossians 1, 9 through 14, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's word in 60 seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It has blessed me more than I can express. The encouragement it brings, it's like water, it's like oxygen for the soul.
100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
And good morning to you from Missionary Radio. Hey, Brother Brian, I think I stepped on your line there. You were going to say something. I'll let you say it. Where were you going to say?
I was just
going
to say, welcome back to the Front Porch.
Did we go somewhere?
Yeah, we took a little break. We was rocking a few
minutes. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, Brian, I heard this morning driving in and listening and scanning around, but I also heard it from a direct source, too, that Willie Wilson has gone on to heaven. Willie Wilson died this morning, and I received this word. I remember a text from a longtime associate of Willie Wilson, a good friend of mine still, Twyman Boren. For our Princeton listeners at WPKY, Willie Wilson did Wake Up with Willie show from 55 to 65. I kind of grew up listening to him.
Yeah.
Then he started WKDZ Radio.
Okay.
In Katy's, and you're talking about a legend.
Oh, yeah.
He truly is. But please pray for his wife, Joanne, and for the people at Cerulean Baptist Church, Brother Willie, deacon there, I think, and led the music for many, 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 many years. He's 95. I do know that because he recently had a birthday. So I don't know anything about funeral arrangements or anything like that, but just ask you to pray for Joanne, his daughters, and all that knew Brother Willie Wilson. Hey, good morning to Brother Jim Gifford, pastor of Crofton Baptist Church. And also, you're serving on a team with disaster relief for the Christian County Baptist Association.
We are, and we've been engaged with a local emphasis right now because of our own disasters in our own county.
Okay, and well, walk us back. The reason we're even talking about disaster relief? We had this slight shower back in April, didn't we?
We did, April the 7th and the 3rd, and even in February, we had those heavier rains, some places up to 17 inches. And the Little River got out of its banks and affected residents all along that river. Then we had groundwater in South Christian that has just until recently, and I mean recently, like this week, has now been pumped out. We've had our city and county officials working diligently to get that water out of Oak Grove, pumping it over a mile with a 12-inch line just to be able to, so we could get into neighborhoods.
Wow. So this flooding, what did it do to, obviously flooded homes, but what kind of disaster or destruction are we talking about?
We're talking about specifically homes in particular is what we're dealing with. We don't do businesses. But we do personal residences.
Okay.
And they affected everything from water in crawl spaces all the way up to water that's 4 and 5 feet deep in people's houses.
Mm.
Yeah. And the situation there is, Ken, is that when the water rises like that, it brings all the contaminants with it. Everything that is there, you know, we talk about sewer, we talk about dirt and bacteria, all of that. When it comes to their houses, when it leaves the contaminants behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an issue with mold and other things as well.
About how many homes were affected, do you know, overall, Jim?
We worked with over 40 homes in the Hopkinsville area recently, and we're estimating about 40 more homes in South Christian now.
Just for the benefit of our listeners outside of Christian County, we have tons of listeners in West Kentucky and on up north into Madisonville. Okay. Give us geographical location of South Christian County.
When we say Oak Grove in particular, when we worked here, we worked in Gracie and we worked in Hopkinsville. But this in particular that's now in front of us is Oak Grove. And on both sides of Oak Grove, the north side and the south side of Oak Grove, both have suffered significant damage.
Now, did this, in some cases, put the people out of their homes?
Absolutely.
Where'd they go?
They're in hotels. They're at the state park. They're in Airbnbs. Some have gone that we've been in contact with, has gone as far as Texas to live with relatives. Simply because they've been out of their homes now for about 35 days.
Mm.
And so, one of the prayer concerns we have is ensuring that these people are living in a hotel for 35 days with children. Again, no possibility of cooking for themselves. You think about the little refrigerator that can't even have a gallon of milk in their refrigerators. So it's been a really difficult season for these.
And you're talking about people of all ages, I'm certain.
Absolutely.
And families, elderly.
We're talking about veterans. We're talking about active duty. We're talking about civilian. We're talking, young, old, everything in between. Absolutely.
A lot of times when the news stops and the cameras stop rolling and the stations stop covering it or whatever media, medium, I should say, yes. People forget.
We do forget.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of who we are. We move on to the next crisis. But this crisis, and for us in particular, is still here, and it is still significant.
Mm. Well, if you're just dialed into the broadcast this morning, it's the Front Porch on Missionary Radio, and my guest is Pastor Jim Gifford, who's pastor of Crofton Baptist Church. But Jim is also working through the Christian County Baptist Association through disaster relief. And sometimes when you think disaster relief, that here it is, May the 15th, that happened some time ago. But then you're outlining a lot of folks are not in their homes. So what are you all trying to do to these homes?
Well, we're not ServPro or All Clean or any of those businesses. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. And we're coming and we're offering a cup of cold water. We're offering a respite and help and assistance. And so we first and foremost, we're ministry. We're not just a service. And I want to make sure that, you know, we understand that. And we go and we remind them of that. We have a number of individuals in particular who did not have flood insurance. Some thought, you know what, groundwater is never going to be an issue. Some thought this river would never get this high. And some could not simply afford it. And so you know, like I know, that when that comes, that disaster comes, that they didn't have the finances to be able to handle it. And so they're sitting there in shock. They're sitting there in amazement. Or maybe they go inside their house and they have a black plastic bag, but they don't even know where to start. The damage is so significant, they're just overwhelmed by it and they're just stunned. This is a great ministry opportunity for us to come in the name of Jesus, and just help, just to be there, to listen to them. So we have chaplains that come in. We've had people saved because of this work we're doing in Christian County. We have the gospel's been presented over 100 times now through this particular disaster to those individuals that may or may not have ever heard the gospel. You never know. We have opportunity to go in and do it, and then neighbors come in and say, why are you doing this? You know, you're not charging them anything? No, we don't charge. It's free. And so why are you doing this? And we say, Jesus, you know, gave us, and because he gave, we give. And this price was paid 2,000 years ago. We simply are doing it in the name of Christ because we love you, and it's not important to us if you go to church or you don't go to church, whether we're going to do this work or not. Obviously, we want them to go to church. We're going to present the gospel. When we're finished, we give them a Bible, and we pray with them, and we encourage them to attend a local church. And I need to say also to our listeners that this isn't just Baptist relief. We've been working with our Lutheran friends. We've been working with a number of individuals who come and just volunteer alongside us. And so you do not have to be certified through FEMA or through the Red Cross. These are just people who come and are willing to get dirty and do some difficult, dirty work. And the difficulty is the emotional side. We can talk about it later.
No. We're going to get there because that is an aspect that's there. And dealing with disaster, the word disaster, some of them think the disaster is, and I'm running late for work. Well, that could be one if you drive too fast. But we're talking about here, you're going along, and all of a sudden, these storms, and you think, oh, no, you've already outlined, I don't need this flood insurance. I mean, where is this water ever going to come from? Now the folks that are living in this reality are living it every single day. Now, as I was listening to you, you mentioned what you're doing. So you're going into these homes, you're assessing them, and you're not some of these professional groups that you've already outlined. So what will you do inside these homes?
Well, it varies based on the resident. first of all, when we do the assessment, Jeff Chandler, who's our lead individual, he, I, and others will go in, and I'm thankful for we had teams when we excuse me, we're working in Florida. I mean, we're working here. Florida came up to help through disaster relief through the Baptist Convention there. South Carolina came in and helped. Alabama sent a team to help, and they provided materials and help, assessment, chaplains. And so we're grateful for that. We go in, and on assessment, we look and see what the need is. We have a very specific form that we follow to find out, you know, what type of house it is, the particular dangers to the volunteers that happen as well.
You're listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. And, Jim, before we I give you a chance, opportunity to get you a drink of water there, this is allergy season. I know very well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to learn about it very well this afternoon if it does, I'll be in the yard. But before we go to a break here, some of our folks had to get they're on the way to school and this, that, and the other, and it's just a busy time.
But let's
give an opportunity. Okay. You're needing volunteers, aren't you?
We do. That's what we're here for, is to ask for volunteers.
Okay. Now, how would they volunteer if they don't have to be Southern Baptist?
No.
Okay. How would they volunteer?
They're going to show up Saturday, 8:30, Man of War Drive, Oak Grove, Kentucky.
All right.
Absolutely.
Man of War Drive.
Man of War Drive. Go if you're coming down I-24, you'll take exit 89. Hang a right at the off-ramp, and less than a mile, Man of War's on the right. You pass City Hall. When you pass City Hall, you'll see an emergent pond, and the first drive past that's Man of War. We'll be there early. We'll have a conversation about safety. We'll have a conversation about who's going to be where, and we'll distribute whoever is able to be there to go to the houses. We've already assessed the houses. We know the need. We're ready to go.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that after the break here, but in case you just were having to go, and you said, wait a minute, you've talked about this. What can I do? Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, they can call the Christian County Baptist Association. They can call Crofton Baptist Church and leave us a message. They can call any of our Baptist churches, and they can get in touch with us as well.
All right. That's through the Christian County Baptist Association. I'll look up that number just for you just in a moment. I honestly don't remember. Brother Brian Sidebottom the First.
Let's get into Pen from the Heart.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, thank you for doing what you do every day to spread the message of God's love. From Wooden Line, I love Missionary Radio and the wonderful work all of you do for all of us to enjoy God's Word and music. May God bless you. From Hopkinsville, I am so glad and thankful to God that I'm able to give. Thank you, each one, for your faithfulness. May God continue to bless each of you over and be above.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Sharing the gospel worldwide with TWR. Missionary Radio.
Front porch on a Thursday.
Yes, it is a Thursday. I'm
all day.
Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins, and we have today as our guest Brother Jim Gifford. Brother Jim is pastor of Crofton Baptist Church in Crofton, but he's also on the disaster relief team with the Christian County Baptist Association. And this coming Saturday, you guys are going to be working in Oak Grove. And so you're in need of help, aren't you?
We are in need of help. We have about at least 25 houses that we have targeted for work. Everything from an entire removal of personal goods and drywall down to just garages that need to be stripped. Absolutely.
Right. All right, so
Manivore, Lillian, possibly out to Keith Drive as well there in Oak Grove. But we will stage in the morning at 8:30 Saturday morning on Manivore Drive.
Now, when you say on Manivore, there's a certain location. I mean, it's Manivore, but there's a specific place there that you're staging?
Yes, it's right there at the entrance. There's a big grassy field there. We'll park there, and that's where our tool trailer will be. It's where we'll do our orientation. Following that, we will then we'll assign people specific addresses to go and do the work.
Now, this is an opportunity to serve, just men and women, young and old.
Men and women. If you can pick up 5 pounds, we need you.
Well, I pick up more than that every time I get up.
We prefer not to have children there just because of some of the
safety.
Particular hazards. But, yeah, teenagers, youth groups, churches, volunteers, civic organizations. We'll take the Army is reaching out, asking for volunteers. We have dumpsters there. We have skid loaders with grapples that we're going to have there to do the heavy lifting. We're doing everything we can to be ready so that we have a one-day shot in the arm for these residents.
That's this coming Saturday, starting at 8:30, to meet there at a Man of War where you're staging. Now, how much should one dress to be a volunteer like that?
We're asking you to dress in clothes that can be dirty, shoes that can get wet and or waterproof, either or. Some of the floors are still soggy, and so we'll ask people to dress appropriately. If you have safety glasses, bring those. If you have work gloves, bring those. If not, we have some there on site. If you get there later than 8:30, Jeff Chandler, our lead, will be there at the tool trailer. He'll be able to show you and tell you where to go. So come when you can. We'll provide water for all of the workers there so that we do take breaks. Come, do what you can. Stay as long as you can.
Well, how long are you planning to go till just whenever?
Till probably 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes.
So you need volunteers of all ages, except don't bring your children,
yes,
obviously. And it's an opportunity to do actually hands-on work for the Lord.
It is hands-on,
yeah,
no doubt.
Right. And now let's say somebody said, well, I've not even done anything like this in my life. What can they expect?
They can expect to see houses that are damaged. They can expect to see people who, at the beginning, everything they own is inside their house, and they can expect to see some of the houses where everything they own is in a dumpster.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's emotionally, there's an emotional aspect to it, mm-hmm, that you need to be aware of. But at the end of the day, many people's houses will be nothing but studs and joists.
Well, you mentioned the need for volunteers, and I really want to hit on that. A lot of times when you have something going on, at first, when the media is hot on it, you'll get folks coming out from everywhere. They want to put together a trailer. They want to get together these supplies, and meaning well.
Yes.
And sometimes you get things you don't need. But in this case, this is specific. We need you.
Yes, we need manpower.
Woman power.
We don't need clothes. we don't need any clothes.
You need you.
I need you. Exactly.
That's right. So we have lots of churches that listen to Missionary Radio, not only in this association, but, I mean, not just Baptists. We're a Christian radio station, and we're for the body of Christ. But we have a large reach into Madisonville, also in all of West Kentucky and Northwest Tennessee and southeastern Illinois,
yes,
even. And so this, we're talking about a pretty good footprint. So this is just, this is an opportunity. You do missions and you do ministry. And a lot of times we'll travel a long way, and great, rightfully so, to help others out. Well, here's an opportunity for your neighbors right here.
Yeah, this is an Acts 1:8 responsibility now. We are Jerusalem and our Judea, based on your listeners, within that five-hour drive range, can come and love. I know I met with one of the residents on Monday, and he was saying, you're going to do this for free? Yes. You're going to do all this work for free? Absolutely. We're going to ask for volunteers to come and to work in your home in the name of Jesus and to assist you. He couldn't believe it. He nearly broke out in tears. And these folks are past the season of tears. They've been dealing with this for over 30 days. And he just broke out in tears. A grown man, a veteran, been out of the service for over 25 years, who loved his home, has invested his hard-earned savings into his home, and he can't believe that people are going to come and help him in the name of Jesus.
Well, here's
a ministry.
Well, you mentioned earlier before in the first segment, Brother Jim, that some people have come to know Jesus as a result of this.
That's it. People cannot believe that we do that, and what an it opens a door that we couldn't have opened if we'd have just knocked on their door and invited them or given them a gospel tract or invited them to know Jesus personally that way. They're open emotionally. They see the hands and feet of Jesus, and they get it.
The book of James talks about show me your faith by
That's
your works,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And since you're a pastor, I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, well, that, and then also, you know, how easy it is to say, you know, we'll take the comfortable and we'll take the rich and the well to do and the poor and those who are without. You know, we'll just say, well, bless your heart.
Go and be warm.
Yes.
And you're freezing to death.
But
go ahead and we'll get you some clothes later, but we're going to pray for you and you're butt naked.
This is real and it's ready and it's available. It's assessed. We just are looking for volunteers to come and be the Lord Christ to these folks.
All right, now we want to put this together. This is going to happen this Saturday morning, and this Saturday is the 17th day of May, to be precise. If you're looking, I always go on my smartphone. I don't know what day it is half the time. But this is Saturday coming up, the 17th, at Oak Grove, Kentucky.
Yes.
And 8:30.
8:30.
That's in the morning.
Yes. If you get there earlier, we'll be there.
Okay. And you mentioned bringing water, so should they be?
We'll bring water. We're
going to
bring water.
What about food?
We will provide bleach water for you to sanitize your hands and such while you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just know this, water supply out there is limited. We'll be working in homes that have no electricity. So if you want to bring a little headlamp or something like that, most everything will be lit up enough for that. We'll provide masks so that you don't have any of the airborne particulates for ingestion. We'll take care of all that.
Mm-hmm. They should bring their lunch, though, right?
Bring lunch, yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to eat. So
yes,
I'm always thinking of that.
Yes, we do.
Now, to volunteer, you can just show up. If you'd like to call and say, hey, I'm going to be there. You're talking about a blessing. This would lift some spirits of a couple of guys I know for sure. And one of which you're listening to, Brother Jim Gifford. And here's a number to call the Christian County Baptist Association to say, hey, I'm going to be there or I need more info. 270-885-8777. Now, again, you don't want to do that till, let's see, about 8 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Okay. Don't do that till 9 o'clock. At 270-885-8777.
They can call my church at 270-424-5201.
Say that again, Jim.
270-424-5201.
And when he says his church, in case you just joined us, that's Crofton Baptist Church. And you volunteer, Oak Grove, this coming Saturday morning at 8:30. Now, we'll remind you again, but right now, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first, has his fingers all over these buttons. That's his way of saying, don't say anymore.
That's it.
Don't do it.
Break time.
Well, what are you going to feed me during this break?
Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope.
Oh.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope. I just love the way the Bible calls our Lord Jesus the God of endurance, don't you? And today, Johnny explains why.
In Romans chapter 15, verse 5, Paul calls our Savior, quote, the God of endurance. Now let me tell you, if you are tired of living with chronic pain, or if you are weary from the burdens in your life, if you feel like throwing in the towel because the hardships never seem to end, this title for God, the God of all endurance, gets right down to the nitty-gritty of where you need to put your hope. Your hope is not in your willingness or your ability to endure, but your hope is in God's willingness and ability to endure. Your hope of hanging in there rests in God's unshakable, enduring commitment to never turn away from His work of grace in your life. As a child of God, you are in intimate communion with the One who will endure to the end, no matter what. Now, as someone who has lived in a wheelchair for a long, long time, I need to remember that, especially when I feel, that's it, where do I go to resign from all this? I mean, this wheelchair is just too hard, too much, and I cannot do this anymore. You could say the same, and you don't have to be in a wheelchair. You got your own day in and day out challenges that have you wanting to throw in the towel every now and then, right? So when you and I hit the wall, we've got to remember that we are joined to the One who will never turn away from His work of grace in our lives, because our endurance will be erratic and hit or missed at best. There will be times when you will get discouraged, when you'll willingly rebel, and you're going to forget all about grace. In your heart of hearts, you want to endure, you want to persevere, but your hope of enduring is not found in your character or your strength of resolve. No, your hope of enduring is only found in your Lord's endurance. Jesus will ever be faithful, so you can bank on the fact that He will give you what you need to be faithful to. Jesus will always endure, so you can rest in the assurance that He will give you what you need to endure as well. How do you put it into practice? Well, the other day I was at my desk at Johnny and Friends, and I had to lie down for the second time that day to adjust my corset. I wear this stiff support garment around my middle that helps me breathe and prevent scoliosis. Well, I was so tired of the pain, like you, I lamented, I just can't do this. I don't want to do this. But then in the next breath, I recounted to God, Lord, You promised You will carry to completion that which You've begun in me. And right now, I need Your endurance. I need You to miraculously help me to persevere. And I want to thank You because I know You are good on Your word. Now, did the pain automatically stop when I sat back up in my wheelchair? No, it hadn't. But I had found I could endure. I found I could persevere, all because I was leaning hard on the God of all endurance.
Listening friend, I hope you'll take Johnny's words to heart and remember where your hope of enduring comes from. Your perseverance rests on Jesus. When hardships expose the weakness of your resolve and the limits of your strength, don't panic, because Christ will endure even in those moments when you don't feel able to do so yourself. And that's a wonderful promise from our Lord and Savior Himself. And if you need some extra encouragement, just go to johnnyradio.org, where you'll find all kinds of resources and inspiration. Remember, that's johnnyradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope.
Do you ever take things for granted? For example, you turn on the water faucet and out comes either hot or cold water. Some other things most take for granted are an ample supply of food, clothing, and even a roof over your head. We do take a lot for granted. We are thankful for your partnership that keeps us broadcasting the good news 24/7, 365. One thing we might take for granted is you know how to donate to this ministry. The truth is, you may not. One way is to go to our website, missionary.radio. Click on Donate and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System. Join the Firm Friend Club, which is a bank draft from your account to ours, or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Thank you for praying for, listening to, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
24/7 Missionary Radio.
Ken Cummins along with Brian Marshall, Cy Bottom the First, and Pastor Jim Gifford, Crofton Baptist Church with us this morning. And Jim is part of the disaster relief through the Christian County Baptist Association, talking specifically about an event going on this Saturday in Oak Grove, Kentucky, and where you're asking for volunteers to come and to help. But there's other groups have been involved too some way, haven't you, Jim?
They have been, and again, no one's an island to themselves when it comes to this kind of work, and we're grateful for the government assistance. I know that the county government is providing opportunity for people to come and listen. There are some listening sessions. One will be Friday, May 16th at 2 o'clock at the municipal building here in the county. Peter Wood will be leading that conversation about what's required for permitting, resources that will be available, and so forth. And you could call Peter at 270-887-4285. He works for the county planning and area there, and so he will be leading that on Friday. Also, again, next week, Wednesday, May 21st at 4 o'clock, because this is going to be an ongoing situation. We're really grateful for emergency management, Randy and Cecilia, for all the work that they've been doing behind the scenes. I can tell you, having been involved with this for over 30 days now, that our government is active and they are working and they're really doing what they can. We've been working with Catholic Charities. We've worked with the Lutheran Response, Disaster Response. There's a number of people that are out there doing work in the name of Jesus, and I'm grateful for their efforts and their commitment to helping others in the name of our Savior.
Well, and also, of course, you mentioned the government. I'm sure this has nothing to do with what we're talking about this morning, but it relates. FEMA has been there too.
We've seen the FEMA reps out talking to residents, doing what they can to within their parameters to provide financial assistance. We've seen the Red Cross out as well, talking to people, interviewing people. We also need to make clear about what we do in particular, and Ken, is that we come in and we help to remove debris. We come in and we help remove some of the things inside homes. We spray the homes for mold to be a part of that remediation effort. What we can't do is we can't rebuild. That unfortunately is not in our scope of work right now. So we do not repair. We do not restore. We simply come in and help with the relief of due to the disaster.
If you're looking in down in your heart and you realize the people that are hurting, there's a word that comes to my mind that Jesus used. The word is compassion. And then it leads to passion. If you have compassion on individuals, then that passion from Christ will motivate you to show your love. And what better way to actually get in and do something? Obviously, yes. You don't have to be a skilled artisan to go and to help clean up.
Not at all. Not at all.
And you will be used.
Just have to be willing.
Right. And so we're asking, with all of this still going on, over since April the 7th and even before, but namely after that inundation of rain, and then, of course, you don't even have to say what happened. We lived it, and we know what happened during all that rain, but some got hit harder than others. And these individuals that we're talking about in Oak Grove have their 40-plus houses?
40-plus houses, yes.
Have been assessed and ready for the cleanup and to help in that. And as Jim has pointed out, Brother Jim has pointed out, there are others that are helping. However, what we're in need of, and I almost use the word desperate, but I guess that'd be a good word, a desperate need of volunteers.
Yes.
You take it from there.
We could use over 100 volunteers, and that still wouldn't be enough to get the work done. It is a significant impact into these neighborhoods. both on north and south sides of Oak Grove. We're grateful for the work that's been done on Donna Drive and Dawn and some of those other streets here in Gracie and in between in the Hopkinsville area. But now we're in Oak Grove. The water has finally this week receded so that we can get into these neighborhoods. But that water has been there for over 30 days. Many of these houses in the water, surrounded by water, streets. Ken, there was a place in Oak Grove where the water was over 20 feet deep.
Wow. Wow.
And buildings completely enveloped in the water.
So you are needed this Saturday. Meet at 8:30, Man of War, staging area there. If you'd like to get more information, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers here. Again, Christian County Baptist Association, which is what, Jim? 270-885-8777.
Yes. And
then your
Crofton
church.
Baptist is
270-424-5201. That you know the area code. Of course, in Tennesseans, we're 270. 270-424-5201. And you're speaking
Leave us a message, and we will call you back.
Brother Jim Gifford. Hey, now, Jim, in just about 3 minutes we have, you and I are about getting ready to go on an adventure together.
Yes, we are.
And we're not going to Mayfield. We're going to Cuba.
Yes, we are. We're going to be in a mission trip. We're going to serve in a region called El Cobre, which is outside of Santiago on the very southern end of the island, not far from Gitmo. And we will be serving a church there. With Pastor Oliver, we'll be taking nurses with us. We'll be doing a clinic, specifically a prenatal clinic, which is a significant need in that region. Santiago is probably the second largest city in Cuba, and so we'll be outside of that region. And so hospitals, as you know, are difficult and rare. Supplies are just non-existent. Grocery stores don't have groceries. They just have water inside of them. We couldn't even imagine going to a grocery store and going in the shelves completely bare. Welcome to Cuba. So we'll be going there. We'll be serving in a local church there that has now started 5 missions. Out of those missions, we'll be serving. We'll be training pastors, training deacons, while our nurses will be doing clinic there in the early portion of June.
Well, and I want to tell you this. You've been to Cuba. I've always wanted to go, and here's a connection with Missionary Radio. That won't be my first mission trip, mind you. I went on one that lasted for years. But one thing for sure that I want to say to you is that we have a connection through Transworld Radio on the island of Cuba through Bonaire, the island's just off of Venezuela, broadcasting for the 450,000-watt AM radio station, and it's 800 AM. And so I'm praying that we'll find some listeners there. We're going to talk to the pastors, and I've been asked to do any kind of follow-up through Transworld Radio that I possibly can. And we'll see what happens.
It's going to be a great opportunity to preach and to serve in the name of Jesus to those in communist Cuba.
Wow. And yesterday I was on Ministry Spotlight with John Somerville. We were talking about Cuba coming up and the conditions you just outlined. And coming in July, I forget the specific dates, like the third week, and we're going to have a couple of days here on air to raise money for the Cuba Needs Jesus.
Oh,
and,
great.
Yeah, so we're going to be actively involved in that, and I'm going to be coming back fresh from a trip. I might have something to say.
I believe you will, and these folks are lovely. They're terrific. Unfortunately, they suffer under the domain of their government, but these people need Jesus. City in particular we're going to be going to, just as a prayer request, has a satanic tower where sacrifices are made, and people come from all over the world to worship Satan. And the middle of the seat of Satan is a beautiful Christian work that's just begun, and probably one of the largest evangelical churches in the whole southern end region of Cuba is in the little town called El Cobre.
Wow. Brian, I'll see you later. We're going to go on goal today.
You're going to go on today? Okay.
Pastor Jim Gifford, Crofton Baptist Church. Hey, Jim, I'm going to give you a chance to give you church time. We'll talk to the manager about going 30 seconds over here.
That's fine with me.
At Crofton Baptist Church, we're excited. We're getting ready to start a sports ministry through Upward. We'll have a fall league. And so in September, October, we're looking to start our first Upward basketball. And then in the future as well, we'll have volleyball. Of course, there'll be cheerleading as well. And we're excited about participating in that. Bible school is coming up for us in the last full week of June. We've got a lot of things going on. We're going to participate in an outdoor worship service, weather permitting, Sunday at 10:30 at Gordon Park. We have a full plan of churches coming together at Gordon Park, 10:30 Sunday morning to worship the Lord together in North Christian, Southern Hopkins County. And God's been doing a good work there in Crofton, the best church in the county.
That's a good plug.
No, I'm just going to leave it there and say pray for our pastors and thank for Pastor Jim Gifford. I'm Ken Cummins with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. Have a great day.